Vitals Reviews for Dr. Eric Tomoni Shigeno, Borrego Clinic, 590 North D Street, San Bernardino, California 909-453-6900. Please call this clinic to inform them that you are aware of this scathing review that was placed on vitals.com and censored, but preserved on the internet domain name site domain. http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigeno.fuckedupwoman.net. The review is from a very upset and justified angry patient that has put through the ringer attempting to get a respectful interface as a person living with HIV, AIDS client, patient and doctor care and social service deliverance of standards of care. This whole system is a fucked up human nightmare of shit. Review title, Dr. Eric T. Shigeno. Would not read my correspondence to the CDC HIV director, dealing with life involvements of hate. Self-verified patient of Dr. Eric T. Shigeno, posted on March 17, 2019. This is a true story, I will keep the professional attitude, but he does not adhere to the AMA Journal of Ethics standards. We had a conflict of interest on how to proceed with my non-HIV treatments when he is not really the doctor to whom the other related health matter applied. But he took that over as a bully in my treatment concerns, when really it should have been referred to my primary non-HIV doctor. But that is not what happened. This because he knew I was pressing for an answer to what is apparently happening. Another cover-up excuse of a pile of poo, infiltrated in the social services of FAP that has infected the entire scheme of HIV services and care in this regional area. This just typical of being another example of regional corrupted health and social services overrun by haters. This in the leadership positions of the HIV community in San Bernardino, CA and beyond. These are confirmed ASSOC trends found by Google reviews, which I had that complaint and review ready to discuss for the doctor. He attempted to pull the review on his own phone. I said it was a simple, okay Google, search for Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. His attitude was like a bumbling fool that could not operate the technology device. Or perhaps it was for AIDS since reality, he did not want that data detail to appear in his data footprints on his device, for then, he would have moral agency to engage. He ended up reading the review on my device as I had to conduct that easy picking search myself. But really doctor, he recoiled to the back burner for the flames were getting hot that his Hippocratic oath was in a conflict of interest with his agenda that says do no harm. He would have had to actually get involved to the patients requesting the explanation to what is wrong with this regional service area in the HIV deliverance of care, including his direct standards of HIV physicians treatment care. I question it to be wildly weird to have such a statement on file for a Google review. Search it yourself, but here is the text, this agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can, they treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. As of 2 days ago, another review comes in from another client. Prior to my clinic doctor's visit, Mr. Jacobson's review had been standing on site for over a year. In that assignment tasks before I had my clinic doctor's visit, I had contacted the CDC HIV director on Twitter. I had printed for the doctor a QR scan code to open and retrieve that connection communication channel. His excuse, I don't have time, even though it is obviously directly related to his job and my interface and the standards of care that I am questioning to be involved to my health outcomes in HIV and other health vulnerable status. What did I do wrong? Absolutely nothing. So why do I not have an HIV doctor? This because he disconnected provider care because I would not accept and agree to new treatments of any kind until this question that I am bringing forward is taken into being discussed and resolved. The term I received from the front desk was divorced. Did he divorce me from my care? Or was he really trying to avoid having a moral responsibility to act nonfeasance in legal terms with his Hippocratic oath on his commitment of doing no harm? The evidence of what happened is obvious, but he still has not taken the time to receive my patient complaint and correspondence of address, an AMA Journal of Ethics Responsibility article titled, Do Physicians Have an Ethical Duty to Repair Relationships with So-Called Difficult Patients? Conclusion: Physicians should view repairing damaged patient-physician relationships as an ethical obligation on par with providing any other medical intervention essential to patient care and should recognize that their greater power relative to patients comes with greater responsibility to repair those relationships. Furthermore, physicians must recognize that biases can impact their judgments and perceptions. Repairing difficult patient-clinician relationships. Conclusion: Clinicians readily accommodate patients' physical disabilities, but they might neglect to take into account patients' deficits in social and life skills or thorny personal styles. The latter signal the need for different kinds of accommodations. Patients' personal histories may influence their expression of distress, communicated in ways that complicate their ability to receive necessary care. When a clinician encounters a patient whose behaviors are disruptive and distressing, a step back for reflection can provide a shift in perspective. The basis of trust in the patient-clinician relationship is a fiduciary obligation to protect, respect, and heal vulnerable patients. The patient-clinician relationship is inherently unequal, and the physician marshals her knowledge and power solely to aid the patient. Consequently, clinicians always have more responsibility to repair and rebuild the relationship than patients. I still do not have a doctor for my HIV care. They referred me back to the county health department, which I had told them was not an option for my care because they too detached from services because I was asking too many rational questions to the experiences and care I had been receiving from social services engaged in a hate campaign that targeted me in Denver. The leadership directors of the social service agency were indeed the source of this directed chaos into my life. WTF is going on of hate paradigms that no one will take to make corrective adaptive thinking resolutions. I deserve an answer from the community, not detached services and a blow off get real. Filed. http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigano.fuckedupwoman.net/vitals.com-reviews/reviews%20_%20drive %20 Eric %20 T%20 Shigano %20 OMD %20 Reviews%20_%20 San%20 Diego %20 CA%20_%20 Vitals.com.html At fuckedupwoman 2019, binding knot of hashtag Potapo held against the silence of the recoking wrongdoing, the sound of silence must be disturbed. http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigano.music.fuckedupwoman.net/lion/. http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigano.music.fuckedupwoman.net/disturbed-sound-of-silence/.